In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel according to St. Luke today is telling us the story about our Lord Jesus Christ. When he left his place, because of that they said, and now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain. What after? After what? After he was, before that immediate, just a day before, he was with the man that, an officer, Roman officer, and he had a very strong faith. And Lord Jesus Christ himself amazed of his faith. Because he said to the Lord, just say a word and my son will be cured. So he went long way, around 20 miles walking, till he reached Nain, a city called Nain. And it was not a very big city, but not also a little city, because it has a gate. That means it's a kind of large city. So he went to Nain, and Nain means the beautiful. So he went to the beautiful place. And his disciples were with him, and all the crowd, the Bible said, large crowd was with him too. A large crowd, procession. Many, many people followed him. And he was going from place to place, making a lot of miracles. And every city he went through, the people followed him too. So until he reached that place, Nain, and before he entered Nain, with his large, large amount of people, he found also something else. Another procession coming out of the city was a dead man. And you know, as usual, which large crowd will go first, will pass first? The one is coming out of the city, or the one with Jesus Christ? Of course, I noticed that even here, when a funeral or a burial procession going in the street with a lot of cars, all the cars stop just to let it go. In respect of the dead person. So this is what happened exactly. That Jesus Christ, with all the crowd around him, was going to the city, and he found out of the city a large crowd coming with a dead man. So for sure, our Lord Jesus Christ and the crowd with him stopped just for the other crowd to pass. But as the Bible said, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother. The only son. He's a kind of similar of our only begotten son. So the only son of his mother. His mother was widow. So she has nothing. If she lost her son, that means she lost everything. Because even the heritage cannot go to her or to her to be with her anymore. She lost everything. She cannot even live. Because her husband died and also her only son died. Of course, everyone was mourning and crying behind her, and the lady herself was crying. But the Lord, when he saw her, he had compassion. He had compassion on her. And this is very important also point, that he had compassion on her, on me, and on you, and on everyone. And there is a difference between pity and compassion. Pity means, you know, if you see somebody and on the highway pulled over because he has a flat tire, you might be pity and say, "Oh, sorry, it's so hot today," and this is pity. But to pull over behind that guy and help him, this is compassion. So Jesus did that. He had a compassion. So he stopped the procession. And the strange thing that he said to the widow, "Do not weep." What? Do not weep. He said to her that before he make any miracles. He said to her, "Do not weep." And this is the point. Always God asking us to act according to our faith. According to our faith. So he was, for Abraham, he changed his name from Abram to Abraham just because he had faith that he will be a father of many people. And the same here, he said to her, "Do not weep." Why, Lord? Because I'm going to make a miracle with you. So then he came and touched the open coffin. To touch the coffin, it's a very big problem. Why? Because there is a dead person inside. And dead person, it's a defiled thing. And no one can touch except... No one can touch the dead person except if his brother, spouse, mother and sister, mother and father, not even sister. They cannot touch. So, but Jesus touched the coffin. And this is the difference between our Lord Jesus Christ, when he touched anyone, he make him clean. He cleans the thing. He cleans the person. Not make, never ever can be, if the Lord touched anyone, will be unclean. No, he will be clean immediately. And this is what happened. He touched the coffin, even it's a defiled thing. He forgot about defiled thing because he is the cleaner of everything. So everyone stopped, stand still. And he looked to the man. Of course, they put him down. And he looked to the man. I don't know what kind of rap he was. They wrapped him, of course, because he's gonna be into the grave now. So that maybe they left his face only. Maybe they left his face that his mother can see him until the graveyard. But they wrapped him. So he went to the dead person and said to him, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So, who was dead sat up and began to speak. What did he say? I'm sure he praised the Lord. I'm sure if somebody was dead, even in his sin, and come back to life, he will praise the Lord. So the Lord, I'm sure that he was as if he was in a very deep sleep, and he went very, very far away, and he heard the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. "Young man, arise." So his soul came back from deep of the earth and came back to him, to his body. And he sat down and started to speak. Wow. A great miracle. He said to him, "Arise." And after he started speaking, our Lord Jesus Christ presented him to his mother. "Take your son. He's here. He's alive. Back again." So everyone have seen that. He brought the man back from death. And sometimes we don't believe that. He is the same. Our Lord Jesus Christ never changed. Never changed. He is the same in the past, present and future. The same person, our Lord Jesus Christ. He can save anyone. He can ask anyone to be arise at any time. Even you are very, very far away from him, he will bring you back. Even you are not clean, he will cleanse you. Even if you need just to hear his voice, and according to his voice, you will arise back from all your sins and all your iniquity. So the Bible said, then fear came upon all. Of course, they have seen something unusual. And they glorified God, saying, a great prophet has risen up among us. And God has visited his people. Our Lord Jesus Christ made this prayer, this miracle three times to raise somebody from the dead. And we have to believe that he can do it at any time. We don't need to rise from the dead or to raise somebody already we loved, he left from the dead. We don't want that. We want people to go to heaven. And this is the most important thing. There is no death for us. There is no death. As the Lord said before, and many times, don't cry. She's sleeping about Tabitha. Don't cry, she's sleeping. Sleeping? Yeah, it's just sleeping. Anyone die, it's just a kind of sleeping. Sometimes we grieve a lot about somebody, if somebody we love leave us to heaven. I remember very well that I met with Atasuni, a wife of Abuna. And she was crying by herself in one of the churches. And I went to comfort her with a few words and to know why she's crying. She said, Abuna, I came here just to cry in your church because I can't cry in my church. I said, why? She said, my son died. And every time I mourn or I cry, the people said that, look, Abuna's wife is crying, she's not comforted. Where is the Holy Spirit to comfort her? And they kept judging her. So she came very far in a church which I was taking care of, and she starts crying by herself. I said, can you tell me about your son? She said, yeah, my son, his name was Bishoy. I loved him so much. And he was perfect boy, everything. He was a young man, he was in the HSC, and he was the last year in his high school. And he was very great in everything. His study was perfect. The people loved him in the church very much. And the area they lived in, everyone knows him and they loved him so much. All of a sudden, before the exam, just 2-3 weeks, he got a fever. They took him to the hospital. He couldn't, they couldn't be able to take him back, because he stayed in the hospital for a week or 10 days. And he was in coma most of the time. So his father and his mother took shifts beside him. And she said, one day Abuna, her husband, he took the shift on the night beside his son, Bishoy. And while he was sitting there, he felt something moving in the room. So he opened his eyes. He went into a nap, and he felt there's something or somebody in the room. He opened his eyes. He found angels surrounding the bed of his son. So he came out of his chair, and he kept kissing Bishoy and asking him, Bishoy, Bishoy, please don't die, I want to stay, and he cried a lot. And so the angels, they went very in a kind of a line out of the room, and he kept trying to let his son to open his eyes. So his son opened his eyes and said, Dad, be calm, I am still alive. Would you please let me go with them? He said, no, don't go. I want you to live with me, please. I need you. And he kept crying. He said, "Dad, you taught me that at the end I will go with them. And they came to take me. And you say no now, after all your teaching? Dad, you taught me how to believe in heaven. And now the time come to go to heaven. Wouldn't you give me permission, please, to go?" So his dad, with tears, he said to him, "Would you please wait until you say to see mom in the morning, then you go?" He said, "Okay." And he went into coma back again. And Abuna kept crying the whole night till the morning when his wife came. She said to him, "What's going on? Why you are..." He said to her, "Nothing, just stand before beside Bishoy, he will open his eyes and say hi." She said, is he okay now, Abuna?" He said, "Yeah, he's very okay. Just stand before him, beside him." When she stood beside him, Bishoy opened his eyes and said, "Mom, thank you so, so much for everything you have done all my life. In all my life, you care about me. You did a great job with me. I don't know how to thank you." And he kept kissing her, and she kissed him. And then he looked to Abuna to the other side. He said, "Would you please give me absolution, Abuna? I want to go." Abuna, with tears, he said to him, "Go in peace. May the Lord absolve you." And immediately he went to the other part of the heaven. And the lady was telling me this story in tears, and she said, "I know my son in heaven. I know. Abuna have seen the angels to come, came to take him with them. I believe so. I am sure 100% that he is in heaven. But still, I have pain that I lost him early like that." I'm sure that lady, the widow, that she has only son, she was in pain, a very big pain. Of course, her son died later. Maybe she died before him. But still, at that point, our Lord Jesus Christ felt compassion on her, and he was very sorry for her, because he knew that she cannot live without him. So he brought him back to life. But he didn't do that with many people around in the same area. He just asked three people only to come back from death. So what we need to learn from this lesson, that our Lord Jesus Christ, he loved us more than any parents, more than anybody in this world. He feels us. When he compassion on her, he feels her. God is everywhere, and he feels you. He knows what you are thinking about. He knows what is inside you. You have to believe in that. When you pray, he already knows that you are praying to him. When you pray, believe that he's listening to you, and he will give you whatever you want according to his will for your benefit. Not according to your will, but his will. May the Lord God give us the strong faith to believe that Jesus and me and you, and he's caring about us. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.